is cursed.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they need the color after it.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
We made it through Halloween, Dana.
Yeah. We were real tired afterwards.
I didn't make it. Speaking of Halloween, the movie, I didn't make it.
I watched it. You fell asleep.
I fell asleep with dead dudes in the house.
That's a crazy movie. Why are you sitting on the floor?
I don't know.
Well, whatever. Drink came over to say hello. She wants to say something.
There you go. She said it. You said it all.
So did we talk about dead dudes in the house?
No.
Okay.
But
what's your thoughts on what you saw of it anyway?
It was kind of like a weird version of Night of the Demons a little bit. I mean, of course not as good. But
I didn't think it was anything like Night of the Demons.
What do you mean they? People were getting killed, but they were coming back.
Yeah, but it
other than that fact, that was Night of the Demons.
No, there wasn't no old grandma. And
okay. Well, it wasn't even a freaking grandma killing. It was a guy dressed up like a grandma.
Well, but
I mean, in makeup, that is. But, yeah. I don't know.
It was, I believe Troma put it out in one of the sets.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think
it is. But I remember my brother and I watching it a long time ago when we thought it was hilarious.
I think it was just released by Troma.
Yeah, not, you know, made by them.
Yeah. Watched the Night of the Demons remake.
I didn't.
It was okay. Again, this Halloween I really didn't. I messed up and then didn't watch a lot of stuff. I only watched a little bit of Night of Demons in that horror remix.
Oh, I watched it all. Those are fun little things. If you want to watch something
really
quickly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, but the thing is, it shows it quickly. It shows it in, what, 20, 30 minutes? But it doesn't look like much is left out of it.
Yeah,
To me, it doesn't. Brink brought Steve a toy.
Yeah, ripped up to her. Here, let's chew on this together. But, and then there's some other stuff, but I can't remember now.
I watched some stuff I watched alone, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I watched it again.
I didn't watch Black Sunday, and I didn't even watch any Bava. I didn't watch any Argento. I didn't watch any.
That was weird.
I didn't watch Demons. I didn't watch Inferno.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like every year it just comes and goes so quickly.
Well, you got the whole month of October.
It's not enough, is it, Brink? So this time we kind of skipped I don't want to watch any horror movies, but we watched a 1983 Austrian film that just came out on Blu-ray called Angst, and it was about this weird ass guy got out of prison, and then he goes to this house and basically kills people, and he tries to get away. That's the movie.
That's pretty much the extent of the movie.
And there's a wiener dog.
Yeah, we like the wiener dog on
it. And in HD, the wiener dog looks incredibly realistic. I mean, it's just like 3D. Because, they spent a lot of time on close-ups of the wiener dog.
Yeah, well, it was the best thing about the movie, I think.
There was great care. The cinematography was the main thing here because of the way it was shot. There's all kinds of different ways it was shot. It was the camera was strapped to the guy, shots.
Did they try to do like Sam Raimi style stuff?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that, but they just filmed the guy a lot of different ways, and he was pretty much in 95% of the movie, if not more. I mean, he talked very little, but he kind of narrated it through his thoughts and all that jazz. But
and evidently he had a mental disorder where he got sexually excited by killing people.
Yeah, who don't? But anyway.
I will talk about something else that I watched by myself, and this is Steve's cue to like leave the phone by me and get up and move away. You can pick all that fuzz up while you're doing that, hon. It's all over here too.
Go for it, Tom.
Okay, I'm talking while Steve's picking up fuzz. But anyway, I had an urge to watch Dolores Claiborne again. I haven't watched it for a long time. I don't know why Steve didn't throw that away, but whatever. But anyway, I recently got Stephen King's new book, The Bazaar of Bad Dreams, which is short stories. And when I was checking out at Target, because our Walmart close to the house didn't have it here for whatever reason, the lady was talking about Stephen King books, and she mentioned Dolores Claiborne. So I thought, hey, I ain't seen that for a while, so I went back home and watched it. Alone, because Steve doesn't. I guess Steve doesn't like it. But I think that's a great adaptation of Stephen King's work. That's a really powerful story. Not really a horror story, but it's got a lot of things in there: child sexual abuse, spouse abuse, revenge.
They used to show that on TNT all the time.
Dolores Claiborne?
Yeah. I think it was on MonsterVision one time. And I'm not sure.
I don't know. But I wonder if that was Joe Bob's choice or...
Probably not.
Or Ted's. Ted Turner's.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm not saying it's not a good movie. It's a very good movie. It's a very powerful movie, but it's not a horror movie.
Yeah.
But, Steve, have you ever seen it?
Yes.
Do you like it?
It's okay, but it's like you say, it's more of a drama. Mm. So
it's probably my mom's all-time favorite Stephen King adaptation. My mom doesn't read books, but she'll watch the movies and stuff. But it was good to revisit it again. I'd recommend it to anybody that hasn't seen it.
So we're going to try to watch this movie and I'm see how it goes.
What movie is it?
Well, it's called American Tiger. It's supposed to be like an Italian crazy movie with Mitch Gaylord, who was a gymnast in the Olympics.
Oh, back boy.
In the... you ever seen American Anthem?
Mm-hmm. No.
They made a movie with him doing gymnastics and shit. Well, he quickly fell into Italian shit, or at least this one. I don't know about any others.
But he's American?
Yeah. But we'll see how this goes, and then we'll be back.
Bye.
Woo.
This Mom. Is a bathroom tip by the creepy Kentuckian.
If you stand up and start to squeeze it out, it'll start coming out. And I did that today, and it helped me out.
Wait a minute.
That was a bathroom tip from the creepy Kentuckian.
What an incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack. At Augusta, he's on his final hole. He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think. Well, he got all of that. The crowd is standing on his feet here at Augusta. The normally reserved Augusta crowd going wild. For this young Cinderella, who's come out of nowhere, he's got about 350 yards left. He's going to hit about a 5-iron, I expect, don't you think? He's got a beautiful backswing. He got all of that one. He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy. Tears in his eyes, I guess, as he lines up this last shot. He's got about 195 yards left, and looks like he's got about an 8-iron. This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere. A former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion. It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
Hey, young fella. I was hoping to squeeze in 9 holes before this rain starts.
Certainly, Your Eminency.
Take my bag, huh?
Certainly, Your Magnificence.
Okay, come on. Chop, chop. Let's go.
Remember the movies we saw? Well, we went and seen Spectre.
Oh, yeah, I do.
The new James Bond movie, and you said you liked it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and we went to the new Escape Theater here in Louisville, and they have reclining seats, and they shake whenever there's explosions or anything because the sound's so loud.
Yeah, they got, they have like two theaters that have 70-foot screens.
Oh, yeah, it had a 70-foot screen.
I think those are the ones, but maybe one of these days we'll try another area. But that was, I didn't think it was the best Daniel Craig Bond. I think Skyfall and Casino Royale are better, but it was...
I think it was worth a watch.
Yeah, I mean...
Especially if you're into Bond films.
Yeah. Shoot. I know I watched The Alien Dead last weekend, which was...
Which is a Fred Olen Ray.
Yeah.
That I've seen before, and I actually... Sadly, I own that on DVD.
It just kind of ended. I mean, I don't know if I would say...
It ended with just the face of one of them.
I would say skip that one. I wouldn't. Horrible.
I mean, I don't know. I actually paid money for the DVD. I don't know why.
Yeah. And I watched... I got the DVD of Nashville Girl.
Oh, Lord.
Which is a Corman exploitation movie, I guess, of like, I don't know if it was Robert Altman's Nashville.
Honestly,
or...
I'd rather watch Corman's horror stuff rather than this kind of junk.
Yeah, I mean, it had boobs in it and stuff, but not the country music part about killed me. Because it's
Steve almost didn't survive.
It's AM country, so I can't really stand. I don't like any country, but. Or I like some. I'll take it back. But the AM.
You like Dwight Yoakam.
Well, I'm not listening to it, but I did like it. But the AM country of the 70s and stuff is really hard to swallow for me.
And this girl was trying to be a cross between
Sissy Spacek.
Sissy Spacek's Loretta Lynn and Coal Miner's Daughter, and maybe something else, somebody else.
Yeah, it was bad, but or not great. After that, I can't remember shit I watched.
And it doesn't have anything to do with alcohol, which is...
No, it's just old age, apparently.
Old age.
Which might have killed brain cells that were by alcohol. I'm trying to watch this, you dork.
They just said you dork, fuck all.
You, it's a, I think it's 89 or 87 something, it's the violent shit movie, the first one, because there's like three or four of them.
Why?
I don't know. They actually remade this. It's the other one's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's kind of strange. They remade this.
Well, too, the things that are coming out on Blu-ray, I think a lot of people have talked about this before. Why are certain things coming out on Blu-ray when there's so many other better, much better things that need to be.
Might be that the rights are so cheap that they think that they can make some bucks off of them.
But they probably will.
But.
Oh, but speaking of Blu-rays, I was going to bring up the thing.
Oh, boy.
For those of you that have been patiently or impatiently, as may be the case in my case anyway, waiting for Blood Rage and Mutilator Blu-rays from Arrow, there's been another delay, but there's a reason for the delay for Mutilator. I don't know what the deal is with Blood Rage. But Mutilator, they actually found evidently a pretty mint condition 35mm print of Mutilator at the Library of Congress. And got the Library of Congress to...
I don't understand why the Library of Congress has a movie... Like
Library of Congress has a lot of things.
I know, but that's...
But somebody brought up the point in the Facebook thread on Arrow's page is, why didn't they check with Library of Congress in the first place instead of saying, oh, well, this is the best, we culled together all these different groups of footage and this is the best we can do, and then all of a sudden... Oh, you guys are going to have to wait till February now, because now we found a...
Yeah, but this seems like a short turnaround of getting a print and then, I don't know, cleaning it up and then transferring. So it almost sounds like I don't know how they're going to have it in pristine condition.
Well, the way it's been going, these two things were supposed to have come out, I think, in July. Then it was like August. Then I think maybe September, then November and December.
Oh my God, his dick.
And now we're going to have to wait till like December 14th for Blood Rage and February 2016 for Mutilator.
They cut his dick off, Dana, look.
Yeah, but I'm trying to talk about the thing with Arrow Video.
So you cut my ween.
Steve, what's your take on it? Do you think they're just blowing smoke up everybody's ass? Or they really, they found this print from...
I just don't see how you can get a print in November, mid-November, and have it ready and have everything duplicated and everything out by February. That's
three-month turnaround. I've seen Arrow had delays before, but never like this.
So maybe they just announced this, but they actually had got the print earlier, so... I mean, to me, it's...
Well, the article talked like... Because they had a whole article on it. It talked like they had a print finished that was like a composite of all these elements that was the best they could get. And they were getting ready to get it, packaged up to send out. And all of a sudden, bam, oh, we found this print at Library of Congress.
Wow.
So, I don't know. It's a crazy...
I think they might see some cancellations, but who knows?
Well, I look...
Or they might see something like where they have to lower the price a little bit, a few bucks.
Well, they should do something to compensate people that have been waiting since July or August for this damn thing.
But I guess we'll try to finish this really, really...
bad.
I mean, the other...
This sucks and you suck too.
Yeah. But I watched one of these and it was like, I don't know if it was Zombie Shit 3 or something. It was called Zombie Doom. And it had... This one looks
what
really...
What the heck are they doing?
Trimming trees.
Why?
Sweetheart, I don't know. The whole world could suck my dick.
Well, I don't think the whole world... Now he's digging a hole.
But anyway, what was I saying? Zombie Doom, it was a little bit more something going on than this one so far, and the effects are a little bit better, but not much better. But
look at that guy's hair.
Yeah. I know. Like Kajagoogoo or something.
And this is bad camera work. This ain't even like...
This is video, sweetie. So's the other one.
It's shot on video?
Oh, yeah. All these were shot on video.
Okay. Well, it's...
He did a remake. The director, his name's like Andreas something or other. He did a remake of Afropopicus.
Oh, Lord.
It was Afropopicus
2000. I figured that guy was going to take his hat off and then the hair was going to come up with it because he had, like, fake hair.
He has that hair in his eyes. Oh, well.
I know. The red hair.
Yeah, Hollister... I guess that's beer. Looks like a fucking... looks like Comet cans.
Whoever did the subtitles for this has the pound sign in the middle of sentences.
Well,
I don't know why.
But anyway, we're going to go ahead and try to endure this, and then we'll be back with some more nonsense.
Bye.
Graduating class of Animal High with Disco Daffies, love-starved jocks, and swinging cheerleaders in the driver's seat. Animal High.
Where all the play-ins, not on the football field.
It's a wild and crazy movie where nobody wears a toga.
Animal High.
Starring zany Robert Williams, wacky Keith Martin, and sexy Suzette Summers.
Red R.
Animal High from Tanamount Pictures.
It'll tickle your jeans off.
Dainey.
Steve.
What the hell? Well, while you were at work, I watched a couple of movies. I watched Bound to Vengeance.
That sounds...
I tried to watch it a little bit last night. It was about this girl who gets, you know, kidnapped by, and then she's like in a basement chained to the floor.
Shouldn't we talk about this, the other movie we watched last night that you fell asleep during?
Yeah, well, let me finish my thoughts on this, then we'll go back to that.
I'll go back to my cheese and crackers.
Holy cheese and crackers! But anyway, Bound to Vengeance just came out. Girl's chained in a basement, and she escapes. Then she kind of chains the guy who's been holding her, and she's trying to run out. She goes outside, and she's out in the middle of the desert and doesn't know where she's at.
Wait a minute, did it just came out?
Yeah.
That sounds like one of those shitty movies that Wes and Aaron sent me to review one.
Well, this is released by IFC Midnight, which, you know, hit or miss on those. But anyway, she goes back in and then she does something that's stupid. The guy tells her that there's other women just like her, and if she kills him, those women will die. So they start going around town to these locations where these women are at to free them, and then complications arise. But anyway, I if you want to see it, that's, it's not terrible, but it's not great either. It's just kind of borderline. But because, I mean, I'll be honest, it's just implausible. If I was chained to a fucking ground and I got loose and found a gun, I would probably kill the person who had me and not care, even though that's kind of a bad thing. But, or she could have took the guy to the police, but she did none of those things. But anyway.
But this is a movie, so I do
see. Yeah. So, not, and then, what the hell else did I watch? Shoot. Crap. I can't remember.
She's having a...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good Night, Mommy or something like that. It's a German movie. It just came out. And
Steven watch a lot of German movies.
Yeah, violent shit and then this. But this was a lot better made, of course. But I had these twins, two little boys, and their mom's coming home, came home, and she's all bandaged it up, and she says, you know, and they kind of leave vague what happened, and she and they start to believe that she's not, that they're not, that's not their real mother, and
it's like an imposter mother.
That's what they think. So, and then stuff happens. I won't go into it because it'll spoil it, but I mean, it's an okay watch, but you know, again, it's a, I don't know what to say about it other than, it's just kind of been there, done that. But if you have never, you know, if you're not a very, I don't know, very, observant in this film, if you are, then you'll kind of guess what's going on. But if you're not, then you won't. And then it may be some revelation at the end. But I don't know. I did. I mean, I guess it was made good, but I just don't know. But I'll pass on that. I would pass on watching it. But if you want to, I guess it's worth a watch. But getting back to last night, went through several movies. And then came to this one, which
Steve was like, "Oh, I've been wanting to watch this.
I want to watch Sonny Boy because the Blu-ray's coming out, and they kind of make it look like it's a horror film. But when you read the description, you kind of get more of an idea that it's not. It's a kind of an everything strange movie from 1989.
It's listed on IMDb as a drama action thriller, I think.
And, I mean, the best thing you can say, well, first you're, have to endure a song sung by David Carradine at the beginning and end.
And you also have to endure David Carradine in a dress.
Yes,
he's a transvestite.
Yes. And, well, the thing is, the cast is pretty good. I mean, you got Paul Smith, big old
Pieces.
Yeah, big old Pieces, Paul Smith. For some reason, I always thought he was Italian, but apparently, he doesn't seem like he's Italian.
And I think or he's not. Isn't his name Slough or something?
Yeah.
Like that?
And then Brad Dourif, you know, again, you got David Carradine playing Pearl. And then you got
the Slough's wife.
Yeah. And then, what's his name? Lassiter?
Sidney
Lassie. Yeah, from The Unseen and some
and
others.
Carrie, he was the teacher on Carrie.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that thing I posted on your Facebook about the Carrie home game?
That wasn't a real game.
No. I thought that was funny. And everybody and their mama is sharing that picture for me. But anyway, so at the beginning of the movie, we see Brad Dourif, and he... I guess he's trying to steal a car or something, but he ends up killing...
And he said he looks like Charles Lee Ray, his character from Child's Play.
Well, this was like 89 or so, or something like that, so it was after...
And when he laughs, he sounds just like Chucky did, you know.
So he kills this couple in their house and takes their car, but he doesn't know that inside the car is their baby. So, David Carradine's character wants to keep the baby, and then finally... After God knows how long, it seems half the movie, they keep the kid, but
they keep showing him at different
stages. Yeah, they basically, Paul Smith is just treating him like an animal, a dog.
He chains him up.
And they're torturing him. They're like burning.
And cut his tongue out.
Burning him and all kinds of stuff. And then also there's a narration by Sonny Boy that sounds like a woman.
Yeah, it's very
weird. Yeah.
Oh, and that, something I just realized, both Sidney Lassie and Brad Dourif were in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest together. They were both mental patients.
He must have been young, Brad Dourif.
He was real young on that.
But yeah, I mean, and then there it's kind of, they use him as like a weapon sometimes to go out and kill people and some other things. But unfortunately, I passed out.
And Steve was like asking me, well, what happened? And I was trying to explain what
happened. All I remember is somebody's damn song coming up by David Carradine. And I was like, I got turned.
And it kept saying, well, maybe it ain't. Then it just kept saying that over and over again.
Yeah. So, that was, I don't know. I would not. I mean, if you're in for weird flicks, that's probably one, but.
Bizarre. There's this one bizarre scene when Sonny Boy's still a baby and David Carradine's character is gonna.
Breastfeed it, yeah.
And he's got.
He's got some kind of water bottle thing on with a.
He's like, come on and yeah. Nurse or whatever. And I was like, okay, yeah, this is bizarre.
And then Paul Smith does that same pieces look throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, he gives that
squint.
That scowl.
Yeah, I mean, that's all he does.
He but, talks a lot.
Yes, he does. He talks like a motherfucker in this movie. But anyway, let's move on. We got the. I got the killer workout Blu-ray.
Yeah, and Steve, what, in your opinion, is it worth buying now that we've watched it?
It first of all, it's not widescreen, so I don't know if this movie was even made in widescreen. I just don't really know.
Because Steve kept saying, why is it in full screen?
It's full screen, and at the beginning, it's like, oh my God, it's VHS. Quality.
And there was one scene where it just went almost completely blurry. I was like, holy.
But after the title sequence, then it gets a little bit better. I would say this is realistically, I don't know if this is even available on DVD, just Blu-ray, and it's only like $10 or $11. I don't feel too bad about the purchase because it is better than VHS. There are several times in the movie, I would say 2 to 3 times where the quality gets downgraded a bunch, and at one point there's like a strobe effect on one scene,
yeah,
which
we
couldn't.
Like,
I was like, we were both.
I'm not making a joke here. I'm glad neither one of us has epilepsy.
Well, I had a minor seizure, but I've recovered. But yeah, and the extras are just nothing. They're just like alternate. Title sequence and
what other titles has Slasher Video put out? Did they put out that Boarding House?
No. Well
who did
yeah. But I mean they released some other titles like Shock 'em Dead or something.
It's got Tracy Lord.
Yeah, and they released a couple others, so I suspect that all of those are gonna be of similar quality. But I mean if you're talking $10 or $11 for this and
how much did you have to give for Boarding House, that 3 hour?
I don't know. I done forgot.
Okay.
It might have been close to $20. I don't know.
Did we actually sit through that?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
And it's a lot of talking. I think
more
the next.
More of that dude. More of that dude.
I think for. If we ever do it, they do a Fright Night, then we could bring that and do it for 2.5 hours. And we get out there about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, if they have it in
they'll kick us out.
Place again, they'll come kick us out.
For right. But, so, I don't know. I mean, I honestly think that I really like this movie, Killer Workout, even though it's the titles say it's a Robicide, which I like
which
that.
Which is the other title.
I like that title better. But I would say if you've seen this movie in the past and you liked it, I would get it. I mean, I'm not. The main thing
I mean, it's kooky and stuff, and I guess it's worth a watch.
And, and the quality of it, I would say, is slightly. It's like
worth $10.
Yeah, $10 or $11. It's better than VHS. Now, back in the past, I spent $30-some on that Ninja 3 Domination German Blu-ray, which was just a direct transfer of the VHS. I was quite upset with that.
I would have been pissed.
I was, and I resold it for $10. Somebody, I guess it's worth $10, even though that the Scream Factory was coming out. Somebody bought it. I mean,
where
I didn't.
Where did you get that at?
I probably got off Diabolik, would be my guess. But anyway, so Dana's forcing me into another commentary.
I am not forcing him.
Yeah.
I just said I think it's time to do another one.
Yeah, like
otherwise,
every week. It's a Saturday, so it must be time to do another
otherwise,
kind.
He was going to make me watch Science Team or whatever the heck that was. or some Hong Kong version of
I Spit on Your Grave.
Yeah, and I really didn't want to do either one of those.
Well, that still may happen if I drink that other energy drink. But anyway, we're going to watch Splatter University.
Oh, so you're going to drink the other energy drink. I'll have to drink Mountain Dew, I guess.
You don't want to drink two of them. I'll share it with you.
No, I'm teasing.
Maybe I should drink another one. Maybe I can just drink
maybe a half. Neither one of us
needs to drink another one. Maybe we should just pour it down the drain. But
no,
anyway.
That'd be a waste of money.
But we'll be back after we watch Splatter University.
You are listening to the most massive carnivorous ground beast in the world. Over 2,000 pounds and 18 feet of gut-crunching, man-eating terror. By its size alone, it can overpower and devour any human. The deadliest jaws on land belong to Grizzly.
Back, you watched part of this one movie called Beckoning the Butcher.
Yeah, which at first I thought was going to be one of those horrible found footage movies, but it wasn't horrible. I've seen a lot worse. But I don't know, I just didn't feel satisfied with the ending. I won't go into the ending in case there's somebody that wants to see it, but what do you think, Steve?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say it's great, but, it made me jump a few times. Of course, they were jump scares and stuff, but,
Well, which is pretty much standard practice in those types of movies.
But they, kind of asked for all this. This one kid wants to videotape, and he does some kind of ritual, and then evidently it works, and then,
bad things happen.
Yeah, people disappear, people go crazy. And it's only an hour and 9 minutes long, so, I mean, I can't say that that's a movie. That's just a long short.
A super long.
A short long or a long short. Mm-hmm. But watched a couple other movies. I'm not sure if Dana... did you see any of the movie The Brain from 1988?
Part of it, but I can't say that I watched it enough to call it.
David Gale in it.
Yeah, I think I did see David Gale in there.
And, I mean, it is what... It's Brain. It's about a big brain that, it could control people and...
It'd probably be enjoyable if I had gotten time to sit down.
It was, a lot of practical effects, of course, and then the brain was pretty cool looking, but it looked like that thing at the end of Evil Dead 2, you know...
The rotten apple head?
Whatever the thing was... Yeah.
Yeah, the thing they call Rotten Applehead.
And then, I think our internet went out, and I had to watch a Blu-ray, which is, I know it sounds horrible watching a Blu-ray, but watched the new Frightmare video, or Frightmare Blu-ray from Vinegar Syndrome. I think it looks really good.
Well, I remember saying that it...
Yeah, and it has a few extras, but I only watched a few minutes of one of the guys. I don't know, he was like the cinematographer or somebody.
Isn't Jeffrey Combs in it?
Yeah, Jeffrey Combs is in it.
But I remember watching the DVD of it, but it's been a long while. But I thought when I watched the DVD, it was slow.
It's a little slow, and... The thing is, when you watch some of these movies on TV back in the day, they kind of cut them a lot, so some of those slow parts got cut out. So when you watch it, it's a lot faster paced. Yeah, so it's kind of weird to watch it now, and then it'll be a little bit better. I mean, I'm trying to think, but I guess I'll kind of like it, but it's not like something I need to revisit for a while, so I'm not sure. I guess I'll hold on to the disc for now. Dana got the new Blu-ray of Black.
White Christmas, which...
For those that haven't figured this out yet, I tried to order it from Amazon Canada. Unfortunately, I could not. So I don't know what has happened with Amazon Canada, because as far as I know, you used to be able to order.
Well, I mean, this version particularly had it, so it said Connect Canada only.
Well, I know. I realized that.
But I don't know why, because we're Region 1. It should be... When you buy the right, but I think someone said, Wes was talking that another company owns the rights in the States. And
yeah, but what was weird is I tried a little experiment when I was still on the Amazon Canada site. I thought, let me try to see if I can order something different.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
And it still, it did the same thing. It said it couldn't ship to my geographic location. And if you click on Learn More, it
But, I mean, I ordered that Blu-ray of From Dusk to Dawn from there at Steelbook. And I've ordered
Yeah, I don't know what has happened between that time and now.
I mean, I wonder what will happen if I try to order from Amazon UK.
Well, I don't know. I was wondering that, too. But if you do want to get your hands on it and you're not one of these lucky guys that get screeners, I know there have been a couple of guys on Facebook that have gotten screeners to do for their site or whatever. But Diabolik DVD is the go-to place a lot of times for stuff like this. But last night I checked, and they were out of stock, but they were supposed to get some more in.
Yeah, they're going to... They get... You can get most everything that Code Red puts out and stuff like that, so you don't have to deal with Bill Olson. So,
which is a good thing.
Yeah, because you may never get it, or if you do get it, it may be... a month down the line.
And some more good news. Diabolik DVD currently has the Blood Rage Arrow Blu-ray out right now.
So, yeah.
So, if you don't want to wait another week or so for Amazon to have it out, then that might be something you want to do.
Yeah, they're really good about putting stuff out weeks ahead of other people.
They break street
date. Yeah, they break that. There is no street date in their books, apparently, so
but
that's good for everybody.
Somebody would have to be a real douchebag to turn them in.
Well,
that.
I mean, if they haven't turned them in now, I can't see them ever turning them in, because it's been that way for years.
Because really, they're doing the fans a service by doing this.
It's for the fans, by the fans.
And you know, the thing with the Black Christmas Blu-ray
with
is,
the thing and the thing.
Yeah. The Black Christmas Blu-ray, you couldn't get it any other way, because it was...
And I also ordered that Mondo Macabre Blu-ray of a lizard in woman's skin.
Oh, but that ain't come in yet.
Comes out like the 9th or something, December.
But I just wanted to tell everybody, since we were talking about the Black Christmas Blu-ray, if you want a very nice HD transfer of this movie, forget that shitty one that come out. When did it come out?
2008.
Okay.
Or before then, I don't know.
That long ago or not. But anyway.
What's it in the Meltdown?
Critical Mass.
Critical Mass.
And, well, Critical Mass had something to do with this release, but I don't know what happened, if they found a better transfer or what. But anyway, even Steve said when I was watching the old version, he said, is this the Blu-ray? I mean, it was that bad that, you know, Steve thought maybe I was watching the DVD or...
Yeah, that sucks when you get something like that and you get it home and it's like... I mean, I've bought...
Like a step and a half up from a VHS rip or
even
something.
Even the Killer Workout one, I mean, it looks... It varies in appearance, but, I mean, it's definitely an upgrade. I remember buying Ninja 3 from a German Blu-ray, and that sumbitch was just a VHS smacked onto a Blu-ray.
Steve was mad.
Yeah, because it cost me over $30.
Well,
that's really mad.
And I think this release is definitely worth it. Not only is the transfer excellent compared to previous transfers, but you have Nick Mancuso doing... commentary as Billy, and which is funny at times and then kind of creepy at times, because he goes back and forth between being kind of humorous and being like the sadistic Billy on the movie. So he's completely in character. He never breaks character once during that whole commentary. So that's interesting to listen to. There's a fan, some kind of fan expo in Canada or something that they did. Or I can't remember where it was. I thought it was Canada. But Nick Mancuso's on the panel, and oh gosh, what's her name? That played Claire, Lynn Griffin, I think her real name is, and John Saxon's on it. And I was telling Steve that John Saxon is, I don't know how old John Saxon is, but he's starting to look sort of feeble, like a lot of our other favorite horror stars.
Well, he's got to be in his 70s.
I'm not saying that he doesn't have all his faculties and stuff, but he just seemed like he was shaky and a little more nervous than I've ever seen John Saxon be. I've seen old interviews done with him and stuff, and he just seems like he's went down a little bit in the last few years. But let's see, who else was on that? Oh, Art Handel, I think, was on that panel too. And I don't know what's the Death Smiled at Murder. Is that a Jallo? Maybe. But anyway, it's got several different things on it. It's got some old archival footage of Bob Clark talking. As a lot of people know, Bob Clark passed away as a result of a car accident. A drunk driver hit him and his son. What was it back in? Was it 2008?
Yeah, I think Wes was talking about it, and they actually interviewed him a few months before then.
Uh-huh.
I think he was out promoting the remake because he had something to do with the remake a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I think he did. Was he maybe a executive producer?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he got something like that. But, now, that doesn't really mean a whole lot in most cases, but who knows?
I think losing Bob Clark was, it was a detrimental to the genre, I think, losing him, because I think Bob Clark may have had some more movies in him, the good movies. And he not only did horror movies, he did some good comedies. He's responsible for Porky's.
Yeah.
And A Christmas Story, which was a more lighthearted Christmas story than Black Christmas. And he did Death Dream.
Yeah.
Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things. He worked.
That's coming out on Blu-ray, which I have no clue why. That
I don't know.
I don't want to see that.
That as bad as that looks.
Yeah.
I think I have it with the Undertaker and his pals. I think I've got it on a DVD somewhere. It's got Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things, and I remember I got a story to tell about Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things from my youth.
Mm.
I was probably, 11, 12 at the time. And we were having a birthday party for my granny's brother, Gilbert. And everybody was at my cousin Allison's house. Her parents were, I guess, giving this party for Gilbert. But anyway, all us kids were in the living room at one time watching movies and stuff, and all of a sudden somebody said, "Do you want to watch Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things?" And everybody was like, yeah, we want to watch that. And my cousin Heather, because of my cousin Heather, and I love her dearly, we didn't get to watch Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things. We had to watch I don't know what it was, some kiddie movie, because she was going to start screaming and crying if they put that movie in. So there went my chance when I was 11 or 12 years old to watch that movie.
Mm.
And I just thought it sounded awesome. That's one of those movies that the title just sounds awesome. Makes you want to watch it. But in all honesty, it's not that great of a film, is it, Steve?
No, it's more of just like a hippie kind of trip, or like a slacker kind of thing.
Like one long drug trip or something.
Yeah, I bet everybody with really bad clothes and haircuts. But anyway, so I guess we're going to try to find something else to watch, and we'll be back.
Bye.
A hustler squad. Give them a knife and they'll slice you open. Give them a gun, they'll blow off your head. Pleasure Island became their grave. There was Rose, a condemned murderess who liked to love, but liked to kill even more. Sonia, who'd been raped, her family butchered, and wanted revenge. Cindy, who'd do anything to escape the black marketeers who put a price on her pretty head. And Lieutenant West, she picked the pros. Then she became one. The Hustler Squad could do what an army didn't dare. U.S. military intelligence still denies their existence. You'll find out more about them on hotel registers than government records. You pay for the pleasure. The killing is free. The Hustler Squad, a Crown International picture, rated R.
Knows what this music is.
Well, you might not if you're not an Argento freak like we are, or you're not into foreign harmony.
We watched Deep Red again, and we noticed a lot of stuff in it.
Did we?
Well, I mean, I noticed some weird stuff that didn't make sense to me, but, you know, I guess you just have to let it go.
Well, shall we talk about the quality of it? Because this is supposed to be a really good
HD print. Yeah, it's the Blue Underground version, and, yeah, it's...
It looks good.
And this was the U.S. cut. It does include some of the other stuff. It doesn't have any of those inserts in Italian only. Like maybe one insert, but nothing. I think that was German, but...
I think it was, too.
So, but, yeah, I mean, it's still good. I mean...
Well, Deep Red's one of my favorites, anyway.
It's my favorite. There's the Italian version. Maybe that's got the extra scenes in it.
There's that eye.
Yeah. We watched them. At least I watched a movie from 1990 called Dead Girls.
I tried, but I got bored with it because not a lot happened.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with, and the interest wasn't there. It's about a rock band with all girls called Dead Girls, and for some reason they decide to. I guess this one girl's sister tried to kill herself, so. They take her out to like a retreat.
Steve told me she was just playing. She just wanted to take a break. Wasn't that the one that you?
No, that's what the manager said. They were taking a. She was sick, but you know, trying to cover. But they take a retreat, and then somebody in a skull mask is killing people's.
I was totally confused by the end of it. I couldn't tell who the real killer was.
Didn't pay attention, so I really don't know who was who at the end of it. But it wasn't very good, to be honest. So there was nothing there. There was no nudity. There was hardly any gore.
There was side boob.
Yeah, well, so there wasn't nothing there to really keep you interested. Earlier today, I watched a movie that I kind of found. It was called Mila Mascaris versus the Aztec Mummy.
And how was that one?
Well, it was made a few years ago. It wasn't made back in the day. It was made in the 2000s. It was more of like a kind of a weird spoof. But it was, I don't know, I guess it was filmed in English, but part of them were dubbed, but it had other Mexican wrestlers in it besides Mila Máscaras.
And, oh, there were Mexican wrestlers.
Yes. It was kind of strange. But anyway, it was interesting. But, you know.
And Steve did, I don't know if he wants to talk about this, but he did make a trip to the theater without me because I had to work today.
Yeah, I saw Star Wars The Force Awakens. And the spoiler is that the Emperor comes back.
Not really.
Well. That's my spoiler, anyway.
Yeah, Steve's going to be nice and not destroy the film for people.
I liked it. I mean, it took a little bit to go, and plus, it was 3D, so it was a little...
Because they messed up on the time, so Steve ended up seeing the
3D. And, I mean, again, I heard J.J. Abrams saying something about, you know, that it wasn't dim, or, you know, because 3D appears to be dark, but it appeared to be dark to me in this one, so I don't know if it's the... theater's fault, or
were there some?
He saw the best projection.
You don't have to describe any scenes or anything, but were there any particular scenes that looked really good in the 3D, in your opinion?
When the death
was it worth?
When the Star Destroyer, the giant ship that's like a triangle kind of thing, it was, you know, that looked really good in 3D. And some of the other shots where they're fighting and stuff like that, the X-Wings and stuff like that. There, I mean, it looked... It wasn't
would
that
you
it
didn't... recommend people go see it in 3D, though?
I mean, you know, I don't know.
Don't you have to pay a little extra for 3D?
I pay
and
like,
it was assigned seating?
Yes, and I pay $10 and something to see it. Yeah, it's probably at least $2 more. And the seats wasn't that good in this theater, not like the other ones. But.
Not like the Escape Theater.
No.
Went to see the new James Bond movie.
But I guess that'll tie this show up because we've been filming, I think we've been recording for 2 months.
Have we really?
Yes.
Oh, well, I think that's because our web dude over at Dead Pit won't put our shows up.
But... I want Dana to, I want you to kind of think of, in the next show, we'll talk about some movies, like, from the past year that you really liked, and maybe, some...
That's going to be our New Year's show.
Yeah, some of the releases that you liked, like, you know, some Blu-rays or DVDs that came out.
Oh, yeah,
you
man, thought. I can do that.
Yeah, I think you can do that more than the movies we saw that were new.
Well, probably.
But, yeah.
Do you want me to talk about the one Blu-ray that I watched, or do you want me to save that for...
Yeah, we'll save it.
Because I had some qualms about it, so...
We'll save that one for next time, so...
It'll be a surprise for
me. Yeah, surprise, surprise. All right, see you next year.
I count 6 shots.
I count 2 guns, man.
your breath.